This is the Best Run Podcast, brought to you by SAP.
Hello and welcome to the Best Run Podcast. You're listening to Rushenka Pereira and today's guest is Timo Elliott. Timo is the Global Innovation Specialist for SAP and he's an innovation evangelist, passionate advocate of digital transformation, analytics and artificial intelligence. Welcome, Timo.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Why don't you give us a little bit of a brief about yourself?
So in general, my job is to work with organizations that are on the leading edge of business transformation and then find out the lessons learned and the best practices and then share that with everybody else. So the idea is that there are people out there learning new things, making mistakes, and the idea is that we can take those learnings so that other people don't have to make the same mistakes.
Thanks, Timo. So let's talk about embracing change. So in the current climate, how do you think organizations can exercise resilience and then also look to reinvent themselves for the future?
Well, as the old curse has it, may you live in interesting times. Clearly, we're in a time of unprecedented change and there are some big challenges. But where there are challenges, there are also new opportunities always. And change is no longer optional for most organizations right now. Around the globe, people are being forced to undergo more digital transformation in a shorter time frame than they had ever imagined. So everybody is facing the same issues. How to embrace the changes with as much confidence as possible? How can companies minimize the risks and try and maximize the opportunities? So stay resilient now, but then reinvent themselves in the future. And in general, I think what's important is really the same things that have always been important. So how do companies define and focus on their core competency? How can they drive deeper customer relationships and take advantage of new business models? How can they streamline operations and ultimately try and emerge stronger than ever before? And of course, it's all about acting as a team like never before. So working with employees and suppliers and your customers in new ways. So even as everything changes, we think we need to take a step back and focus on what has always been important. And one of the challenges is to try and sort of tinker at the edges with what we've done in the past. Really, this is an opportunity, if you like, to take a bigger step back and reevaluate what problem your company is solving and what technologies can help you do that, given the new circumstances.
Yeah, and I'd say that a lot of organizations are really looking at minimizing risk in the current climate, not necessarily focusing on maximizing opportunities. Do you have some examples of organizations that are embracing change with confidence?
That's a great question. We have a lot at, you know, SAP, as you know, of course, is a company that has been in business for a long time, working with our customers to help them embrace and anticipate change. Clearly, we have lots of companies that are working with their supply chain partners to rethink how they create products. So we've seen a lot of companies right now move from we have perfume companies that are making hand gel and sports brand companies that sell snorkeling masks. And then some impressive Italian engineers came up with a 3D printed valve to turn a snorkeling mask into a mask that can help people with ventilators. And that company had to turn around and rethink that part of the supply chain. They shared the 3D plans for the masks to make sure the valves fit perfectly. They obviously stopped the sales of them and then worked to find out where the existing masks were and make sure that they got to the people who needed them most. So that's my favorite example of an organization that was able to use latest technologies they were actually using in memory so that they knew exactly where the stock was in real time. That's a big part of being able to react quickly, is knowing where you are today.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the need for transparency with data usage. So, I mean, we've been bombarded by a lot of data, obviously, in the current climate. We don't know what's accurate, what's not. And organizations are not only getting that data, but they've also got data in their systems. How are they actually going to ensure that they're going to get accurate, actionable insights?
Well, the first thing that businesses need in turbulent times is transparency. We really can't do anything until we know where we stand. So we need to know what's going on in the business, in the industry, and the economy as a whole. And there will be some unknowns, but at least there'll be known unknowns. We can make the best guesses we can once we have the lay of the land. So everything starts with data. Without good data, you're flying blind. So to make decisions with confidence, we have to take the data that we have available and try and turn it into reliable insights. But of course, that's much easier said than done, given today's complexities. So data is scattered all over the place inside your organization and outside your organization. So how can companies get the most out of it? Again, some things stay the same. We have been talking about something called the data value equation for a while. So in general, amount times quality times usage equals value. In general, the more data you have, the better the quality, and the more people get to access and use it, the more value you'll get. And I think that's a good basis for thinking about how organizations can move forward in this environment.
Obviously, you deal with a lot of organizations around the world and you see the best practices. Would you be able to give us some insights around those?
Sure. Well, let's step through the equation, if you like. So first, amount of data. It's all about connecting and collecting data across the different silos inside the organization and outside. So you can try and identify patterns. And how technology can help right now is there's what's called data orchestration technologies. So I'm sure many people will be familiar with things like data warehousing, where you try and bring data from different locations into a single place so that you can make better business decisions. Now, with data orchestration technologies, that's taking it to a new level. So using the cloud, the idea is that you can connect to where the data is and get a single view across that data without having to physically move it all into one place. So you create these data pipelines that connect to a business application or a data warehouse or your supplier's data or a data lake or a bunch of spreadsheets that somebody's pulled together. And you can bring that information together to get a single view. So that's, I think, a key opportunity right now. And we have a lot of organizations who have been using these technologies. Let's see who jumps to mind. Kaiserwetter is a company that has been using this kind of technology to help with sustainable energy, for example. It's an organization, their background is doing asset management for wind farms and solar panel farms. And what they do is they bring together the operational information from these different systems and then the financial information. And why is this important? It's important because then investors get a full view of what the most profitable investments are and how to get the most out of different sustainable energy assets. And that in turn helps increase the amount of funding into the sustainable energy industry. But the data itself is extremely complex. You're talking about sensor data and financial data and maintenance data. And bringing it all together is really quite technical. But once you've set it up, it works very nicely. And again, it's a cloud-based environment. They need to be able to connect to lots of systems that they don't own. And so I think that's a good template for the kinds of things that organizations need to do right now. And of course, data warehousing itself has also come a long way. We now have cloud-based data warehousing systems. And still, those are still important because at the end of the day, you need everybody looking at the same key performance indicators now more than ever. And that requires a certain amount of work. There's no easy technology fix for that. You have to set up views and make sure that people are using information in the same ways.
Yeah, great. We talked a little bit about digital transformation before. Let's switch to leveraging the latest digital technologies to create that transformation. There are new intelligent technologies, RPA or robotic process automation is one of those. Could you sort of talk about RPA and also some of the others that you see that are helping companies utilize their data more efficiently?
Sure. So In general, the background technology breakthrough for all of this is machine learning. So predictive analytics, machine learning, advanced statistics. These technologies have been around for decades, honestly. But really, in the last few years, there's been a breakthrough in terms of the computing power available and the quality of the algorithms and the amount of data available. So machine learning technologies are more powerful when you have lots of data to build the models. It's basically sophisticated pattern matching. It's not magic. It's not anything like human intelligence. It really is automating complex repetitive decisions in new ways. But it turns out that this is a huge opportunity for any kind of data leverage. It means that we can, first of all, automate existing applications. So it turns out that those complex repetitive decisions make up to 70% of some business processes, quality control, some areas of finance, things like invoice matching. These are the kinds of fairly boring areas of your business that end up taking a lot of resources. So if we can automate those using these new technologies, it's a big opportunity to save money, but perhaps more importantly, it frees people up from what's typically the most boring parts of their jobs so that they can do more strategic things. So right now, for example, finance is incredibly strategic. Everybody needs to know how much cash they have on hand, you know, where, how they're going to keep the business running under these extreme circumstances. So being able to automate part of the process so that you have people working on the more strategic aspects is really important. And machine learning is an opportunity to do that. Then, as you said, robotics process automation is an aspect of that. This is where you're watching over the shoulder of people as they typically connect to multiple different systems. And then they do a business process across those. And again, it's a little bit like sometimes these are duct tape. There's typically ways of joining different systems across an organization elegantly using their core APIs, but that typically requires highly qualified IT staff and deep expertise. Today is a great example of where people are forced to scramble. They have to connect to systems in new ways. An RPA can help you automate things that you didn't realize needed to be automated. For example, a lot of people are stuck at home right now. Maybe they need to get the information via an email. RPA can receive the email for you, look at the attachment. Maybe it's a PDF. It can extract the right fields from that PDF, do some calculations, and then put it back into a different system. Again, it's about being able to automate, stop having people to act like repetitive robots, and instead do more important work. So really big opportunity with these new intelligent technologies. They also apply a lot to analytics in general. There's amazing things you can do with what's called augmented analytics.
I mean, we're all living day to day at the moment, and so agility and flexibility are really key for businesses. So cloud-based technology has obviously been around for quite a while, but how does the use of cloud-based technologies help organizations achieve agility and flexibility?
The one thing that we know about the future is that it's going to be different from whatever it is we expect today. So clearly the key to success in the modern world is undoubtedly agility and flexibility. It's an era of constant change. So fast adaptation and innovation has to become a core competency of every organization. And this is really one of the areas where cloud technology is a huge advantage. The organizations that have embraced the cloud are undoubtedly better off right now than the companies that still have to have people working on their on-premise data systems. So there's been the growth of what's called the hyperscaler environments, things like Microsoft Azure. They allow you to quickly spin up as much computing power as you need on demand at a reasonable price. So there's a big opportunity for that computing as a utility. But the biggest area of benefit is where you take the power of cloud and then you actually integrate it with your business processes. So we've been talking about cloud-based business technology platforms. And the idea is that you can rapidly change and adapt your business processes without having to wait for new functionality in your core systems. So if you're running your systems in the cloud, you just want to spin up a quick application on top of that. You can add new functionality on top of your core foundation quickly and easily. So for example, maybe right now you need a lot more visibility into your supply chain. So you could quickly create a, say, a mobile application that takes some sensor data from your manufacturing machines or vehicle sensor data, combine it with some core business master data and maybe some location data, and so get new visibility into the end-to-end supply chain. Or it could be more of a listening application right now, where you're combining all of the data you have from sales and support data and customer experience data, so you can understand what the needs are of your customer right now in real time and address them as quickly as possible. So using these kinds of cloud platforms makes it easy to adopt agile development. So using things like design thinking, you can quickly create prototypes and test and iterate and adapt. So you can learn as you go based on the feedback of users. And one of the biggest challenges in organizations is being able to change as fast as the environment is changing. And these new cloud computing technologies are certainly a big step forward in allowing organizations to do that.
That's Timo. So I understand you're speaking at the Business Technology Experience Virtual Forum, which is a global event that SAP is running. And for those listeners here in Australia and New Zealand, that's going to air on April 29th at 2 p.m. Sydney time. Timo, did you have any final thoughts, takeaways from what you're planning to present there that you want to leave our listeners with?
So again, the theme of the event is resilience and reinvention, or if you like, survive and thrive. And it really is, we're trying to be as hopeful and optimistic and forward-looking as possible. So we're absolutely going to be talking about technology and how it can help in the short term to the extent that's possible. I mean, ultimately, we know that the biggest and most important technology in any organization right now is people. There's nothing more intelligent with people. People are the only thing that can really understand what's going on, the full context of the environment, can spot what needs to be fixed, and can move forward with solutions. So people are the technology you should be maximizing right now in your organization. So we'll be investigating how other types of technologies can help people do their job better. And then we are trying to be hopeful. We are trying to look forward a little bit to the future. We do know from previous eras of disruptive change that there are always opportunities that come out of this. In particular, the fact that organizations have new habits when it comes to digital. People are getting used to be able to work together remotely in new ways, for example. So how can we look forward in the future to leveraging these technologies in new ways so that companies can adapt? I mean, the one thing that we know is, even as we deal with urgent and short-term needs, we need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the future. So customer needs will change. New business models will challenge incumbent organizations, and companies and employees will have to adapt to new ways of working together. The event is about helping organizations do that.
Great. Thanks, Timo. So if you missed that time and date, it's the April 29th at 2 p.m. Sydney time that will be showing that virtual forum online. Thanks very much, Timo, for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you're currently in Paris.
It is a beautiful, sunny day here in Paris, and my family and I are very lucky. We haven't left the building in 3 weeks, but we have access to a small balcony, so we can get some fresh air and sunshine. And so we're fairly happy, fairly safe, and I hope everybody else is out there is there too.
Yeah, great. Glad to hear you and your family are safe. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And you've been listening to the Best Run podcast presented by SAP.
You've been listening to the Best Run podcast brought to you by SAP.